Zonderkids presents There's a Spaceship in My Tree by Robert West. Read by Patrick Lawler. For my dad, Earl West, whose life of integrity, faith, scholarship, and quiet strength is a challenging example to follow. Chapter 1. Alien. Beamer was an alien. He wasn't a 10-legged slime bag with 14 eyes, unless, of course, you believed his big sister. Still, Beamer was an alien. No question about it. He didn't belong here. He couldn't even breathe here. His mom said it was just the humidity. Sure. Methane was more like it. When they found his shriveled, oxygen-deprived body, they'd be sorry. Now, he'd been sent to some place called a cellar, clearly an alien environment. Nobody in California had a cellar. Beyond the small pool of murky light at the foot of the steps, a heavy gloom spread out across the room like a fog bank. He stepped down from the last creaking step. "Hey!" he yelped, recoiling back up the step. "What is this stuff?" He kneeled down to test the floor with his fingers.
Weird, man. Spongy, like maybe it wasn't a floor at all, but something alive, like a tongue from something with a digestive system.
Dust was what it really was. Several years buildup. Beamer stepped down again hesitantly, sending a puff of it into the air. The wind outside picked up, rattling the high, grime-coated windows. The structure above him creaked and groaned like a...